The Rashbam explains that according to Rav, a new bracha is needed on wine when one made kiddush and did not have kiddush b'makom suda, because shinui makom, changing one's location, is akin to hesach hadas. It's like someone who had in mind and finished eating and then changed his mind, decided to eat more. So then he needs a new bracha rishayna. Rav Yochanan, who argues on Rav, says that one does not need a new bracha on more wine that one drinks after kiddush shalei b'makom suda, because one didn't really have hesach hadas. One always intended to have more. The Rashbam writes that the definition of foods which do not require a bracha in their original location is water and fruit which are not shivas haminim and need borei nefashos, similar to Rashi, and he explains because borei nefashos is not a bracha chashuva, it's not a chashuva bracha. Accordingly, as soon as one stands up, this ends the meal, and when one returns, it is now a new meal and needs a new bracha rishayna. It's important to note that the Rashbam does not say that one has to make a bracha achreina on what one already ate, only that he needs a new bracha rishayna. The Rashbam continues that the definition of foods which do require a bracha achreina in their original location includes all fruit of shivas haminim, since they need the bracha achreina of me'ein shalosh, of al ha'etz, and that is a bracha chashuva. The Rashbam continues to explain that no new bracha rishayna is required on these foods, because since one left the original location without saying a bracha achreina, apparently his intent was to return to his original location and continue the original meal. So now this is only a continuation of his meal, and that's why it doesn't need a new bracha.